But we start with the news this morning that Dr. Mpopelatsi is heading to court to overturn Friday's council sitting where the motion against her was passed. She wants that meeting, which approved the council sitting, to be declared invalid. So she's filed papers in the Gauteng High Court in Joburg today, saying that she will not stand by while the ANC and its allies use corrupt means to grab power. The former mayor, Dr. Mpopelatsi, joining me now. Dr. Pelatsi, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time. Tell us about this court action.
Well, we've always maintained that the council meeting that was used to ask me as Johannesburg mayor and to elect the new mayor is actually an illegal meeting. And we've always maintained that we don't recognize its outcome and we reject its outcome. We did go to court. We tried to stop the meeting from sitting through an urgent interdict. However, unfortunately, by the time it reached the judge, they had already voted in the motion of no confidence. Therefore, it was moved to a different role, and we believe we should be in court by the 11th of October.
So the matter last week, as you say, was dismissed on urgency because it was moot. They'd already voted. The actual merits will now be heard in this application. What is your argument before the court to say that this meeting was illegal?
Well, council runs based on rules. There are rules of council. There's precedence in how we conduct the business of council. There is a committee of council called the Programming Committee, and those committees sit before any council sitting to decide on the agenda for council. That committee is constituted of different members of different political parties in a representative way proportionally, and it's important that the meeting correlates so that there is proper representation and there's inclusivity in decision making. Now, that meeting, for starters, was incorrect, and there were not sufficient people in that meeting to make decisions to go ahead with a council meeting. The meeting was called within a 3-hour margin. There was really no prior notice. The speaker had said on the day that she was elected that we would only have a special council meeting after recess. Recess ends on the 10th of October. And so councillors thought that council is done, and some councillors may have even travelled. People were not able to attend that meeting at such short notice. Well, she went ahead with the meeting regardless. She considered the motion against me, which was dismissed at a previous programming meeting on grounds that it did not meet the requirements for a motion to be considered by council. One of the reasons is that there's one of the
Dr. Pelatsi, are we just losing you slightly? Are you still with us there? Dr. Pelatsi, are you still with us? We've lost that call, unfortunately. You know how it is with load shedding, unfortunately. I think we got the gist of it. I did want to ask her about Action SA and what they've been saying. She has clarified some of those comments made in the Action SA press conference yesterday on Twitter, saying that this narrative that's being created, that she tried to challenge Helen Ziller in saying that she believed that it should have been dealt with at a local level. She's come out and said that's not the case. We have got her back again. Dr. Pelatsi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
There we go. Just before I let you go, there's been a lot said since Friday in the media by various political parties. Yesterday, Action SA having a press conference. They made some comments about the fact that they believe that you, in fact, internally tried to challenge Helen Ziller and nationally and urge them to accept the deal that was on the table. You've clarified that on Twitter. Can you clarify that for us?
So what happened was on the day of the election, when we discovered that the Patriotic Alliance was not happy to proceed with us as we were voting for a DA speaker, it was tabled that we go back to our leaders, our national leaders, that's the various political parties, to propose to them that we go ahead with the ISP candidate. I went to go make the phone call, as did the other leaders locally. However, before I could make that phone call, I got a call from the MMC for human settlements in the city, from the IP, who's also the caucus leader for the IP, and he said to me his leadership has instructed them to withdraw their candidate and that I should therefore go ahead and field our candidate, which is a DA candidate. For that reason, I didn't go ahead and make that call. I'm not sure who told who that I made the call and I was denied. That is completely untrue. I did not engage our leadership at all, given the fact that the IP had withdrawn their candidates.
Do you think that this would have been better dealt with if you were allowed to deal with it at a local level instead of letting national leaders get involved?
Not necessarily. There's many times when I've escalated things to the national level when we could not see eye to eye at the local level. So I think the coalition is quite robust in its mechanism to resolve conflict. I think all levels are important, and we must just make use of all mechanisms. We did make use of all mechanisms. People bargained, and the Patriotic Alliance went for their own reasons. It was not because we were fielding a Democratic Alliance candidate.
Dr. Mpopelatsi, thank you for your time. The former City of Joburg mayor there speaking about this court action. She's gone to court now to try and overturn that Friday council sitting where the motion against her was passed. She believes that this matter will be resolved by the courts. That matter will be heard on Tuesday next week.